Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, okay, sorry for the quick break there. We slipped up briefly, but here we are. We're back, both of you gentlemen, Ernie and John. John, you were responding to Ernie, and I know you wanted to complete your response, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's courteous, and thank you. But I would just sum it up to say that I agree, Ernie, that both parties have betrayed the American people, and that's something I continue to try to emphasize. And that we should have one standard of integrity for both parties and not have party loyalties eclipse our basic, you know, foundational integrities. And what I'm, you know, there was a quote earlier in the program that reminded me of a scene in the movie, I believe it was Fast Food Nation. And in the movie, it's about meat and how it's processed and things like this. But in the movie, these activist college kids go in and break open the gates to a meat pen. And they want the beef cows to run free. Well, the cows sit there. The gates open, and the cows sit there, enslaved, about to be slaughtered, and they won't leave the gates because it's unfamiliar territory to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I know as a farmer, because I got cows, I got sheep, I know they do this.
Mm,
but
yes.
It was interesting to watch the, you know, the kids. But the point is, to me, it was very symbolic. The American people are like those cows in a pen. And if the gate is open to them, will they walk out of the pen? Or will they stand with the familiar ground that they walk on all the time? It's familiar to them, even though it's deadly to them, and they're going to be killed by it. The question ultimately, because Ernie's comments and my answer lead to the question, if the system is broken, why is it broken? Is it really the party's fault that we keep voting for them while they lie to us? Is it really the government's fault that they get away with Waco and Ruby Ridge and lying to us, that Jimmy Carter says there shouldn't be any consequences, that there's no accountability? Ultimately, we do have the power as the American people. And Ron Paul and this show, Rick Adams, the Internet, those are the new way forward where the American people can show that they have a voice. If we demand a Ross Perot or an outside voice, if we demand some integrity in answering the real questions facing this country, we do have the power still to take back our Constitution. Whether we're going to sit like cattle in that pen with the open gate, I'm afraid that that's what we're still doing, many. But as you point out, Rick, more and more people are getting ready to bust out of there and do something.
Well,
okay.
John, I'd like to just comment. One brief comment. I watched the CNN Republican presidential debate, and although Ron Paul was only given 4.5 minutes out of a two-hour debate featuring Mitt Romney and Giuliani and the elitist candidates, the top tier, in the effort to remove him, he still received so many calls and so many votes of support after that debate. I think it was 70%. He won the debate in 4.5 minutes, and he is growing. And I noticed tonight on Dan Abrams' show, he even had him on. Ron Paul said he was a conservative, and they tried to trap him and say, well, would he accept a George Bush endorsement? What a joke. What a stupid question. And Ron Paul answered it correctly. He wasn't a neoconservative, he knew he would not get a George Bush endorsement. And tonight, Chris Matthews referred to him as a Goldwater libertarian. The media is out to attack him. I know, and they're doing a good job. That means Ron Paul is winning, and he's winning big. And I encourage all your listeners to support Ron Paul, send him contributions in response to his win last night, and great response,
yes.
John.
And isn't it amazing that he can accomplish in less than 5 minutes what none of them can deal with in almost an hour and 50?
Incredible.
All right. Thank you very much, Ernie.
Thank you.
Okay, we got another quick break, and then we're back for a lot of talk. Byron in Canada will be next, and we have others on the line. Henry, and your call could be next. 800-313-9443. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, with my guest and our author, John Clarke. The book, Christian Words, Unchristian Actions. We'll return with your calls and more in 3 minutes.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Yes, and we are back now. John Clark, my guest, and we're going to go right back to the phones and speak to Byron now in Canada. Hello, Byron.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Great show tonight, and I love the guests that you have on. As you know, I don't always agree with some of your guests that comes
That's
on.
That's fine. That's fine. Thank you.
But anyway, I want to say this fellow that you have on, you know, he kind of, I think would help restore the faith that I used to have in my church and in my beliefs.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope you wouldn't lose your faith over what other people say that is not true.
Well, it's like as you guys were kind of talking, it's more by what their actions was that kind made me question my upbringing. But anyway, getting back to, you know, you made a statement about the disaster in Iraq, and, you know, Hisham Tawali, he has an article on there that says actually what's going on is exactly what they were hoping for, was turmoil and splitting of Iraq up into three to four different whatever countries or whatever, and you know, not only Iraq but also with Syria, Lebanon, that's going on.
The whole region.
The whole region. And you
destabilization.
Know, and
think, yes.
Yeah, you know something that I think people may be overlooking. You know, because the United States is such a powerful force. I think most people think that is, you know, they can't fall. And yet, you know, you look at the debt and how much money that you know United States owes and everything, and you know that is the area. You take that whole area, not only in the Middle East, but in the surrounding areas, not too far there. It seems like that's where most of the oil is. And I still maintain that you know the country that can control that can pretty well control the whole world. And you know, it seems like to me Israel is sort of in the center of the world there, and they're positioning themselves to be maybe the sole power. And you know, once the United States, maybe not militarily but economically, when they fall, I think Israel possibly could be in that position to take over. And you also made a remark about the military and Zionism. What is the difference between the military complex or the big corporation and Zionism? I would say most of these companies, probably the Zionists control them too, so I don't see any difference there. And there was one other thing that the other day I was listening to C-SPAN, and there was a guy on there, I think his name is Bing West, and he was on there, and he was on there to applaud George Bush's efforts in the Middle East, and what a Christian person he was, and I guess he used to run around in the Rose Garden there, mumbling to himself. And some of the reporters asked him, "Well, you know, what are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I'm praying for the soldiers that I send over into Iraq. You know, it's a big thing that I, decision I made." And yet we know from everything that's came out that George Bush, from day one, he was going to send troops into Iraq. You know. Regardless of what was happening. So it just shows what a phony, baloney old George Bush is. And anyway...
Well, let our guest here respond to you. So
okay,
stay
I'm going to hang up, and I'll hang up and I'll listen.
No, you can stay on the line, Byron. Go ahead. Okay, John, it's all yours.
Well, please do stay on, and thank you, and thanks for your time, Byron, and for your comments. I have to say I share your frustration at times in my faith. Looking at the hypocrisy of other Christians, I just have to remember that I shouldn't judge Jesus by them. And that's not an admonition to you, but an encouragement that we keep seeking his face and his glory and not be swayed away from that by the hypocrisy we see on the left and the right in this country. But that's just an aside. So I hope that some of what I've done has been inspiring for Christians to stand for that truth. And I hope you'll keep growing in that area. You've said a few things. I think it's interesting when you mentioned Zionism and the military being the same thing. I hadn't really ever heard it put that way, but certainly they're tied together, and I think we should be clear for listeners that when we're talking about Zionism, we're not talking about Judaism. We are talking about a secular belief in a racist state at the exclusion of other people. And yes, in order to further Israel's survival, to never have the Holocaust repeated, of course, we can impose it on the Palestinians and others. We just can't have it repeated against us. We would, of course, need to have our fingers on the money and the military, and that's where you could see the military-industrial complex being linked there. And the Congress just a few weeks ago in the fight on terrorism announced, I think it was another $30 billion or $20 billion, I think it was, in aid to Israel, military aid, and $30 billion in military aid to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, not a democratic nation, oppressing its people, 14 Saudis on the planes that go into 9/11, and we're giving them $30 billion in military aid, which basically means weaponry, much of it that we can't use ourselves like carpet bombs, but also depleted uranium that we sell to Israel. And what about, you talk about Bush being concerned about our troops, what about sending them into harm's way, not just without equipment, but what about all the depleted uranium that our own troops are being exposed to there? Another big issue that the alternative media is slowly, only because of the impediment of the mainstream media, but gradually Americans are becoming aware. So now I'm hitting a lot of issues too, Byron, as you did, but God bless you and thank you for your concern for the whole world and for the country. And I do think you're right, though, that there's a big end game being played in the Middle East involving Israel and the power struggle for the future of the world there. And
okay, Byron, thank you. Thanks
yep,
for
right.
your call. All right, let's move along to Henry in Connecticut now. We have Henry next. Hello, Henry. You're on the air with John Clark, Mr. Henry. Are you there, Henrietta? Hello. Yeah, he's there. Gotta be. Maybe he's just away from the phone. You better get to the phone quickly now, Henry. We're beckoning you. All right, then we have, let's see, who next? Leslie? Is it Leslie next? We'll move on then. Okay, let's go to Leslie first then. Hello, Leslie. You're on with John Clark.
Hi, Mr. Clark, and hi, Rick.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. I think that the problem that you've addressed, but is the rule of law, obviously does not apply to the so-called politically connected and elite. The CFR is in direct conflict, as you know, sir, with our Constitution. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, here she campaigns on transparency and accountability, and it's just amazing is that she has dug her heels on not having accountability on the earmarks, whereas she is the 10th largest one of abusing this. And she's not going to do anything. The amnesty push, the Dream Act, and no border protection. She won't support the border protection for our. But it just goes on and on. To give an example of this abuse, just occurred a couple days ago, and it occurred when they were having. Congress was having a review, and they're pushing the UN, what is it called, the Law of the Sea Treaty. And are you familiar with
lost.
This? Are you familiar with this, Mr. Clark?
Yes, I've read about it. I'm not thoroughly acquainted with it, but yeah, I have read about it. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to spring it on you, because it's just, I'm just giving an example the last couple of days here. Now, John Bellinger, as you probably may know, is that he's the legal advisor for the State Department. And he lies before the committee telling us that the treaty has nothing to do with regulating pollution from land-based sources. Now, Senator Vitter from Louisiana had to cite him the actual provisions mm-hmm. from the treaty. Authorizing
yes.
the regulation of the land-based sources of pollution in accordance with the international agreements. And worse yet, we get into the arbitration, and then we learn, which he did not bring up whatsoever, that the Secretary General, and you have five on the so-called panel, chooses three of the arbitrators. And then Mr. Vitter wanted to know, if that was the case, wouldn't that, you know, cause a lot of problems for the UN? And his little comment, you know, they're running a risk. The point being, this is a total setup. Our State Department has sold us out. Who are these people representing? Why isn't the laws being applied? When you lie before Congress, it's a felony. Why isn't something done about it?
Well, I share your outrage. I just don't know why it isn't more prevalent.
Well, isn't this an indictment on our corrupt media? Because they are Council of the Foreign Relations Media members as well. I can go from ABC, CBS, NBC. You know, I can go right down the names. Dan Rather, Corsi. You can go right, I mean, Kirk.
Not Corsi.
Not Corsi. Corsi's okay. I mean... Kirk, go right.
Katie
down the
Couric,
name.
Yeah, the rest of
the
them.
Owner, right?
Brian Williams.
It's like when Hillary
it's
lied
terrible.
Before the RTC, the Resolution Trust, when she was representing Madison Bank, she lied. She said the bank was insolvent. She had a conflict of interest with James McDougal and her so-called Whitewater Partnership, $300,000. But the point is, she lied, and as you know, the taxpayers were sent the bill for $50 million to bail the thing out. And you know, the guy's dead. He wrote a little book called Arkansas, Mischief in Arkansas. But she was riddled with scandal of the, we called it scandal of the month with Hillary. And look where she is today. Now, what kind of an example has that set for so many people saying that they lie, like Bush, Hillary?
Well, Leslie, if you want an answer to your question, you want to hang on?
Yeah, yeah.
We're up against the break.
Yeah,
let John respond, all right?
Yes.
How about that? John, that'll give you a chance to digest all of this, and then we'll come back to you and
That's
Leslie. All right, stay on the line, because we do have the break coming up now. And I did want to mention that we will take other calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest, of course, John Clark, K-L-A-R, the book Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. And we will return with him and your calls just ahead in 3 minutes on RBN. That's republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Indeed, and we're going to do it. Here we are back again with John Klar, my Christian attorney friend from Vermont, and Leslie from Virginia on the line. Well, you heard what Leslie said so far, John. What response do you have to what Leslie has positioned here?
Well, thank you, Rick, and thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, John.
I think that I would tie some of your comments into a theme that we already kind of hit on, and that is about the level of accountability, not just in our leadership, but also in ourselves as Americans, as citizens. You mentioned the rule of law, and you didn't directly mention Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, whether or not he was guilty of anything in his affair with Ms. Lewinsky, lied at a deposition, lied to a grand jury under oath, lied to the American people repeatedly for 6 months, and would still be lying today if it weren't for some DNA evidence, which otherwise, you know, he would have been still flapping his mouth. But he does still call himself now a victim of a conspiracy. There was no accountability in that man. Now,
absolutely,
again,
and worse yet, He was not held for treason, and I've spoken several times about this, John, for selling the taking our IBMS system and selling that to China in lieu of in getting campaign contributions for his campaign, ChinaGate. And we saw how the Cox Commission folded up. I wanted one
well,
step
and what
further.
We see there is, again, a continuing pattern, though, of where corporate interests or are carried forward regardless of who's in power between the political parties. And when you mention the media as well, though, are the media guilty for providing the American people the sensationalist news that they want? It's like bad soda. It's bad for us, but we buy it. Who's really at fault, the company that sells it to soda or
John,
us?
John, I've repeatedly said, and Rick will verify, that I've always said it is our fault because these people only represent ourselves. They're a reflection of, and we are the ones that need to make the change. So,
well, I would point out there's also this. There's the question of do people who are complacent or comfortable really want to know truth if that makes them uncomfortable? And this is as old as man. But it also goes to the situation of a declining empire. When Rome, as Rome fell and economically it started to decline, the people were lied to by the government as they continued to engage in their immorality and their profligate spending, and their economy got worse and worse and worse, and they were lied to. There are a lot of parallels you could make.
Well, John McCain yesterday, and he is the one who said that. He's running for president of the United States. He said the number one issue in this country was corruption. And he also said the people don't believe anything they have to say. This is where we're at. Now, he said that publicly. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I agree with him. I don't believe anything he said.
That's the first time he spoke any truth.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is that it's, you know, we could question whether it's our fault that Clinton's and others that we get these candidates. Is it something that's being done to us by these people, or is it our fault? That's a chicken and egg question that really maybe doesn't matter what the answer is to that. The point is that it is for us to take our country back. And what we could see is that this is still 200 years later the same debate as was going on in colonial times between the Jeffersonians and the Hamiltonians.
Mm-hmm.
The Jefferson school of thought being that you could allow the common people, the farmers, and that's what most
yes.
of us were then, to
yep.
govern
yep.
themselves. The Hamiltonians being the elitists, the bankers saying, look, these stupid people need us to take care of
mm-hmm.
them. That battle's still going on.
Oh,
but
yes.
for me,
yes.
as a Christian, I see moral decay in a society that
right.
has embraced materialism and moral relativism instead of the Christian roots that it was founded upon. And this is the natural consequence of that. So it's not just that Clinton is a crook. It's our high school students. You know, the majority of them admit to cheating now. The whole culture from our children.
You hit the nail on the head, yes,
yeah.
absolutely. I think John, you'd agree with
I
that.
I agree. But I what I'm advocating is that we getting more involved because, you know, the I'm sure you're aware of the Logan Act, and here we had the federal officials from the Homeland Security Secretary on down and the rest of them all attending this little secret meeting up in Canada, and they just got back. And that's a violation within itself for them to be discussing economic policies, so-called in these secret meetings. But the point is, the message is loud and clear that our rule of law is in deep question. McCain comes out and used the word corruption. But we all know we've got a serious problem, and that's why I support Ron Paul for President of the United States. And I think he is our... we've got a real great chance at this to turn this horse around. I think, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you about the economic collapse. Yes, I totally agree. It is coming. The question is when. I think, within my personal opinion, I think it's so serious. I think it's within 18 months when we saw the Secretary of Treasury and our Federal Reserve go begging to borrow more money from China. I thought the fix was in at that point last month, about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was over at that point, John. But anyway, I want to thank you. I want to get your book. And but I do think there's hope. Ron Paul is coming on strong. He raised over $5 million in the last quarter, which was on equal footing with Mr. McCain.
Isn't it interesting, though, Leslie, the less time they give Ron Paul, the more votes he seems to attract.
Oh, by the way, John, I'm sending in another check for Mr. Paul this week.
Good for you,
Leslie. I was so inspired by his 2 minutes.
All right. Hey, thanks, Leslie. Thanks for the call. All right, John Clark, stay where you are. We'll be right back with more John Clark. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, there you have it, John Clark, from the horse's mouth, huh? John Clark is my guest. By the way, next week, one of our guests will include Tom Mercer, director of the new movie, the new video, the new production, Uncivil Liberties, which, of course, is set in the near future, shows the United States where the government resorts to heightened surveillance of its own citizens in the name of security, while domestic extremists boldly rebel and take up arms in resistance. Fascinating. That's next Tuesday night for Tom Mercer, and he'll be one of our new sponsors. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's see now. We have Mike in New York for John Clark. Hello, Mike.
Oh, good evening, Rick.
How are you, sir?
Great, thank you. Yourself?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, John. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a couple of questions and a couple of comments and a question regarding the Browns.
Sure.
Do we know where they are being held at this point in time?
John, do you want to answer that?
Well, my understanding, which Rick, apparently you had heard as well, is that Elaine is in Danbury Correctional Facility.
Oh, Connecticut.
I haven't heard where Rick, where Ed is.
Okay.
His whereabouts are still unaccounted for.
Okay. John, you mentioned earlier in the program that regarding the way the Browns were arrested, that the feds could have used the same ruse at any time, right?
I don't know if I've said that specifically, but my suspicion was that somewhere I read something or heard something. I think I read something recently on the internet that they had been infiltrated by someone late at night. I heard it was it's hard to imagine that Ed would have just opened the door for them at midnight. And so that made me suspect that it would have been someone that was known to them. Maybe someone who had been there once before and not got all the way in and made a partial visit or something. But it was only speculation, I assure you, Mike. Yeah. I really don't know.
Okay, because my next comment was going to be that begs the question as to why the feds left it so long. The standoff was at least a month, I believe, right?
Well, this standoff's been going on, since last year?
They might not have been able to. They might not have felt comfortable sending two people in when Ed and Elaine six others. You know.
I don't want to read too much into this, but is it possible that the Browns were just? Is it possible that this was allowed to go on in order to flush out like-minded supporters?
That's a legitimate question being raised. I don't know. What do you think, John?
And the Browns were being used as bait.
Well, I actually thought so early on back in January, February, and if that were the case, it seems to me that that's when they would have struck, because that's when they had the peak of the numbers of people there who were supporters. People were tenting there and camping out there, staying in the outbuildings. They had a concert there this summer. They had a lot of people there. So if that was their goal, it was to take those people, maybe it was just identify them. I don't really think so. I think, frankly, they just wanted to avoid a Waco-type fiasco. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, regarding the not making a move, at the time you mentioned, all they've got to do is take note of the license plates.
Well, I mean, and then they could come get me this week too. You know what I mean? I've written a book which is extremely critical of this government, and they might. I may be on their list too. And when they institute martial law, they may get us. You know.
Yeah, you know what. I just find it very strange that the feds waited as long as they did to use a simple ruse.
Well, like you say, we can't read into it yet.
Yeah,
we don't know all the facts, Mike, but we'll find out sometime, I think, in the not-too-distant future. But it is, as I said before, whatever happens to the Browns, it's been happening for a long time, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again until finally enough people say enough's enough, and it's going to come down to the street level at some point. And we just have to wait and see exactly when that point is going to happen. But it will continue to degenerate the situation. I don't think there's any question the government is pushing the envelope and pushing it as far as they can, little by little. But, you know, there is a breaking point. And the breaking point, I think, is rapidly beginning to approach. That's my view.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks.
Oh, all right, Mike. Thank you. Okay, well, I mean, you know, people, you know, like Mike says, you know, people are concerned because all over the nation and even abroad, John, as you know, people have been following this case and people have been listening through a variety of ways and reading about it. And they know of other cases that were not as notorious or as well known as this case. And the media, again, have to bear a large amount of responsibility for doing whatever it is the government wants them to do in this regard. In other words, the government doesn't want to see people like the Browns shown on TV as ordinary, nice, decent, wholesome people who had been professionals all their lives and just had enough. No, they expect the media to do its job of playing it down, not giving them any credibility, and if anything, portraying them as another group of wackos who believes the government is out to take their freedom. And that the government media, if I may use the term, the government media has succeeded, I believe, largely in accomplishing for a long time now. They've been propagandizing us with those stereotypes, John.
Well, and you know I agree with you, and in the Browns case, that's what I mean, I was pleased to be involved in the way I was because we tried to disrupt that routine, because that's exactly what was happening, and that's why when Mike asks about whether they had this other agenda, initially it seemed to be going fine. They could have left the Browns there all till the cows come home, because the excerpts that were being taken from the interviews with Ed were the most sensationalist, the ones where he mentioned a gun. And what was interesting in what we filmed was we actually filmed a lot of these interviews, and they might go on for 20 or 30 minutes, but the only thing that made the airwaves was that little 5 or 10 second threat against a judge.
Right.
And what we did was just try to objectively catch.
That's the key, right?
Sorry, and we just tried to catch what he was saying, which he was saying a lot. At one point he said to one of the reporters, he said, "You know what this is really about?" And she said, "What? What's this really about?" And he said, "This is about global warming." And she said, "Global warming?" And I was watching this transfer. I knew what he was talking about. He was talking about our future and corporations being, you know, trashing the environment and things like this. But she treated him like a Fruit Loop, and you could see it the way they had a totally different agenda. Now, were they working for the government? No, because all they're really doing is looking for that sensationalist stuff that gets their ratings up. What they're doing is perfectly consistent with what the government wanted to accomplish,
absolutely,
which was to fringe these people. And so that's why I think that, you know, as the Browns started to get more attention, they weren't planning on that. They planned on him being arrested, like you say, many others go off without such, fanfare. They didn't plan on him having the standoff and drawing the attention and then serving as a platform for Aaron Russo's film. I know he did a lot of work with you and with other, alternative media sources. So I think that's where they started to get a little more concerned. But at any rate, you're quite right that the media often do feed into that unwittingly in their lust for profits, once again the almighty dollar, over any patriotic...
Well, also, it's not just... I think it's wittingly, and I do believe that they know what they're doing, and I've seen it because having been in the media and having done the job of reporter over the years, I have seen the attitude and the mindset that these people who are in the media come to work with. I mean, they're mostly leftists, they're socialists, they're fascists, they're big government-type people, globalists, and anyone who comes along, like the Browns, and says, hey, they don't like being stepped on by the New World Order, automatically a red flag goes up in these media moguls' minds. Oh, we know what he is, and we know what she is, and we're going to start portraying them that way. You see, they're trained, and they're of an ideological mindset that does set out to do as much damage, I believe, as possible. You know, we don't have too many reporters left anymore in America. There was a time when there were reporters. Now we have nothing but advocacy journalists who pretend they are doing the job of media reporting. Unfortunately, I guess those days are long gone, that's for sure. All right, we have Henry back now on the air. Henry, you're on with John Klar. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Klar, there's two things I wanted to inform. One is I think the Browns definitely should not be in jail. Now, I heard somebody say Danbury Correctional Facility. You don't mean Danbury up here, do you?
In Danbury, yes.
Yes,
Danbury,
sir.
Federal Prison.
Yes, in Connecticut, yeah, whatever the full technical name is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a women's facility there, right?
What?
There's a women's prison there, isn't there?
You know, I was in Danbury earlier this year. All right, you're saying...
Well, you were incarcerated, Henry?
No, oh. This is not funny. No, I'm glad you told me that. All right, so they took them out of New Hampshire, out of their state. They don't have a federal penitentiary up there. They got to bring them down here.
Well, they even if they do, they don't always put them in the same
state. You know
state,
what?
You know.
All right, I'm going to spread that around because I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to work. I don't know if you know this, but I do listen to Nori at night.
Uh-huh.
Even though sometimes it's sickening when all this, you know, what do you call it, supernatural, this spiritual, I don't title all that crap, but sometimes he's interesting. Well, he had Alex Jones on 2 days ago, and he had Alex Jones, and Norrie wanted to find out what happened with the Browns because of, you know, they being, you know, it wasn't violent, and he wanted to just follow up on it. So Alex explained the whole thing, how there were a couple of people who did win their cases in court, and they were let go, and they had to be let go. Well, I'm regarding the income tax I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, there's another guy, I think you definitely need to have him on. He wrote a book called Cracking the Code.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Oh, John Stantmiller had him on. You got to have him on if you can. I know you had the other guy on with the book with the privacy and the secrecy.
All right, but well, what's the question? What's
right.
the point?
Well, the point is this. I'm wondering if the Browns got in a situation they're in because of the way they let's say, built their case or made their case, because there are other people, and I'm not talking about Aaron Schiff's thing, but I'm talking about the one by Hendrickson in his book. There are other people that have, you know, even Alex has stated, even people that work for the IRS that have won, and there was nothing they could do. They couldn't come to their house. They couldn't confiscate them, their property or anything. And so that's why this thing happening to the Browns.
Well, their whole approach right from the beginning was a totally different approach.
They
entered the court system. They had a ruling against them, and then they decided to take it upon themselves to become basically political prisoners in the country. I think they went about it the wrong way.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got to patch it up.
Right.
Because the other people, I'm telling you, Alex was on. I know Alex exaggerates, but I know this too from my own, and we have nothing to do with Alex or you. They have people that aren't paying the income tax. They have people that have argued it and won. They have people that approved it and won. And sometimes it depends on what kind of judge, you know.
Well, there are many cases like the Garlands and the Bannisters case. And there are really a whole plethora of cases now. In fact, one just this week reported in the American Free Press. And they're not going away. The IRS doesn't want that. The government doesn't want that. The media does not want that sort of thing publicized. I mean, it could get contagious, you know.
Well, it's a problem already.
As I said earlier, Henry, people are talking more and more about revolution.
Yeah, but see, it's a problem already because the bag, cat's out of the bag, because you got him on Norrie now. And now Norrie's putting Alex on. Norrie don't care.
Right. Yeah.
And now people are asking, they want to know, is this tax legal?
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering what's going on. Now, okay, they're up in Danbury. I'm going to see what I could do. All right, okay.
Now, what was the other question or comment that you wanted to get into?
Oh,
you had something else you wanted to bring up besides the Browns, I think.
That was basically it. Oh, yeah, he mentioned something with the Roman. I heard him mention something about the Roman Empire before.
Yes, yes.
No, I was just going to say this. Rome didn't fall, from some stuff I've heard, you know, people who research this, even in school. Rome kind of felt similar. There were people, I'm sure he's aware, that even if you're a Roman citizen, they didn't elect their leaders. It was families that appointed the Roman Senate, and the Roman Senate would appoint the emperor. And near the end of Rome, a lot of things went on like they did now. It had nothing to do with so much religion and moral stuff. They changed the tax code, increased that. They made the money worthless with not paper, but some kind of bronze or metal token type thing.
Yeah, they cut the coins and melted them down and all of that.
Right.
Yes.
They took control. They also, with the massive amount of the different languages and stuff that they brought into the Roman Empire, I mean, it's similar stuff that happened today, but it was all political, financial, and governmental. Within the government itself, the people that run it, though, and behind the scenes. Okay, I'll let you go. Bye.
Thank you, Henry. All right. I don't know if you have any comment on that plethora of issues that Lord.
Well, just on the last point, I understand what Henry's making, but just maybe we're not really the point he's making. I'm not sure we really disagree that much, because all I would say is that many of those political and financial deteriorations were a reflection of a moral decay, just as the lack of accountability today and the lack of the failure of the rule of law reflects a moral weakness or a moral failing. And I think that, you know, much of what I've read and seen about the fall of the Roman Empire suggests that too. I wasn't just talking about sexual promiscuity, but I was talking about laziness and really about wealth. Look at the Victorian era in England, when you have all that capital and nowhere to put it, and people just spend it. But the other thing I would just say about Ed Brown is that Ed's certainly supportive of spreading Aaron Russo's film America Freedom to Fashions, that to refer people to, so that more of the mainstream public, if they want to look at something that's maybe not perfect, it's maybe not completely thorough, but it's a very good sampling of some of the issues involved, and it's very well done. And I think that that's been part of the alarm by the feds over the Brown situation, is that they were drawing attention to the very movement and the very kind of information that they were trying to dismiss as fringe
well,
or
right
to
now,
marginalize.
Well, right now, the big thing with the FBI now and every state, my state now, we've got it going on, New Jersey, Florida, is these crackdowns on state politicians, you know, the ethics violations and violations of state and federal law. They're going after all the so-called corrupt politicians. And I think they're doing that largely. They're devoting a tremendous amount of human and financial resources to it because they're trying to buffer the public's outrage over the theft that the government itself has been taking from them. And I think it's working. A lot of people are impressed that the feds are arresting politicians, state legislatures, legislators, ex-mayors, and so forth, and they're trying them with charges of corruption. And I think that that's part of the game plan, just as they're making these phony arrests, you know, with ICE going after illegals here and there, when we've got this huge influx of illegals coming across the border every day. So it does make people fall back and fall asleep sometimes. And I think that's part of the game, John.
Well, I think you're right. And I think another thing that's happened, especially under this administration, is a lot of policing that was traditionally undertaken by the states has been transferred or at least integrated with federal agencies. Operation Falcon, you
yes.
may have heard of, where they've... Yeah,
sure.
Where they've taken, in fact, if you look at some of the statistics for that Operation Falcon,
yes.
if you do a search, you'll find that they arrested tens of thousands of people under the pretense of protecting us from terrorism,
yes.
when maybe single digits the number of people that were even firearms offenses.
All right, we'll be right back to Sum Things Up with John Clara, my guest. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Yes, indeed. And we're back now, the final few minutes of the program. And I just want to take this time to have our guest, John Clark, give his information out again. I know some people who called in tonight, some listening, certainly would like to order the book. And I guess is it in its second, third printing now, John? I don't know, but maybe you could tell us.
Well, there are two printings, but the one I give the phone number for and that my website refers to is the second one, which is a larger print version.
Right, so okay. And give us the web address again and maybe how people can order it.
Well, thank you, sir. The website is www.christianwords.us, and that has sort of a summary of the book and some background information. Has some links as well to some websites where it can be purchased. One of those is Pleasant Word Books, the Christian publisher that put it out. They're at 877-421-7323. That's 877-421-7323. The book is as relevant as ever. It's been out a year, but it has a lot of information in it, and everything in it is being proven true more and more every day.
Absolutely. And the book is Christian Words on Christian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in the Americas by the Bush administration in modern America, my friends, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, John, the last couple of moments that we have, it looks as if things are very dire and very horrific for America these days, and the world for that matter. What would be your key advice as a Christian and as an attorney, the best advice for patriots listening now, for them to do in the coming days?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm preparing to make a transition to be more and more self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win situation if we can. Many people in urban areas cannot. But our country is on the verge of a major economic decline, being led supposedly by housing, but it's really the consequence of much profligacy and poor management by us and by our government for many years. There's a lot of debt out there, and the rest of the world isn't going to come to our rescue. So I think we need to be strong in our faith as Christians or whatever faith we have, but to come together in community in that time of crisis and not give in to the pandemonium and fear that will allow those who would impose a martial police state on us to succeed. We need ourselves, not our government, to take care of us, and that's what we need to remember and not panic. And Timothy 1 tells us all we really need is food and shelter. And in our culture, in our materialistic culture, and that's what I was again referring to about moral decay, we focus so much on materialism, and we're a miserable country, and half of our adults are on meds for depression. I mean, we've proved once again what the Greeks taught, what mm-hmm. Plato and Aristotle discussed,
yes.
Is that we cannot buy ourselves happiness. So we need to remember what's really important, which is about human lives and what makes us Americans and what makes us free, and that's to not live in fear. And I would put a big plug in for Ron Paul, because it's wonderful to see his support galvanized, especially through the alternative media and that $5 million raised recently that's putting mm-hmm. him on the radar and compelling mm-hmm. the national media to give him airtime. And I keep praying that perhaps someone like him, who is not beholden to the corporate or partisan interests that are dominating this country, who's got the sticking power to stay as far as he has,
yes.
and the integrity that he has,
sure.
a Constitution defender, this is a great opportunity. Everybody should spread the word about Ron Paul. Here I am in the boonies
yes.
of Vermont, and I see Ron Paul signs on the side.
Amen.
Of
and I thank you for your closing words right from the scriptures, and I couldn't have said it better. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you for being my guest again, and don't be a stranger, John Clark.
Well, God bless you, Rick, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, and we'll talk again soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we may very well have Alan Keyes, Dr. Keyes, on as a guest pretty soon as well. All right, he's running for president again, you know. All right, Rick Adams, see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time. Good night, everyone.